Okay, well, welcome to the Corn Rootworm Genetics Symposium. And I want to just give you a few introductory remarks. For those of you who don't know, there's a Diabrotica Genetics Consortium that was organized a few years ago now. And it's made up of institutions and scientists in these institutions who work with any aspect of genetics of Diabrotica. And so that includes phylogeography, population genetics, linkage mapping, resistance, and anything else you can think of, including those who don't actually work in genetics but are interested in what is happening in that field. The idea of the consortium is to facilitate communication between the members to reduce duplication and also to increase collaboration. And it's had those effects. We had a meeting, many of you were there, in Kansas City 3 years ago in December. And a lot has happened since then, so this is a good opportunity to get ourselves back up to date on what each other is doing. It's an international consortium. You'll see there's U.S. universities as well as federal, EPA, the Molecular Ecology Branch is involved, Illinois Natural History Survey, and as well as other countries, including Canada, Germany, Switzerland, and France. Guess what? This isn't my talk. So I'm going to have to wing it. This was the original version that I submitted like a week ago, and I made many changes since then. So you'll have to bear with me. Okay, so the expected outcomes, we're looking for markers for resistant variants, isolating genes involved in resistance, looking at dispersal gene flow, phylogenetic relationships, and so forth. The long term is the sustainability of novel control strategies, increased profitability of farmers, reducing insecticide input, and others. Okay, so I'm going to...